With DNA?
With DNA. Do we have a reader?
I'll give it a whirl. See whether or not I can munch it up some more. Zico was down under there, so I wondered if she had maybe found
she
it.
She may have already
found it. She wasn't there.
She wasn't.
I thought she was. Yeah,
okay.
This is the one I read.
What color is it?
Golden.
Amber.
Not under anything. Nope.
On the floor. Went on the floor.
All right. Well, it would have been good to move those shoes.
Good. Go ahead, Patrick.
Okay, Liza.
Okay, page 460, Emergent Life, DNA, your abiding self of dreams, your notable role in the universe.
Shouldn't you read over your verse?
What you looking for?
That's right. Then now it comes the overture. Number 29.
What's that little white thing down there?
In being and living as an abiding being and guiding others, it will be necessary for you to adapt your words and ways and guidance to a great diversity and challenge of people's beliefs, spiritual ideals, and ways. Frequently, these stubborn ideas and behaviors, and even your own habits and actions coded in your own DNA, you are not a spiritual being trapped in a physical body. You are a particular, self-chosen, abiding being, so act like it. That's right. You are openly and directly creating and maintaining your eternal abiding self and life with every belief, thought, attitude, emotion, word, and action you act upon. The universe reacts to you to provide the environment for you to be alive in. 30. You have frequently complained about not being able to move to a finer self in life. Yet, when we indicate that an eternal abiding self in life is readily available to you today, you stubbornly declare that your present beliefs and convictions and ways tend to be firm and right and most precious, and refuse to consider regenerating your present self in life to abiding. Is the self in life you are living today the self in life you want eternally? Okay, over to the next page. DNA, the life you think you are creating or choosing and living and your dreams. Picture the eternal self and life you are creating or choosing and living, which reveals your personal eternal role in the universe you are choosing and living as a vast eternal self. Number one, your personal communion eternal self, also known as illuminated being called resplendent, is not spiritual. It is entirely physical, as is your role in the universe. And this reveals as below, so above, and not the reverse.
Something went down with it.
Piece of popcorn. You're okay.
In fact, in Matthew 16:19 of the Bible, it is recorded that Jesus said to Peter, "You are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death shall never close upon it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you forbid on earth shall be forbidden in heaven, and what you allow on earth shall be allowed in heaven." And this certainly indicates, as below, so above, which means that your memory of personal actions creates your eternal self. Your eternal abiding self does not create, control, or guide your personal self in or life. Two, in 1859, Charles Darwin proposed the evolving nature of nature nature of life in his book, The Origin of Species. But not knowing of DNA, he offered no real mechanism that carried out this process of evolution. Though the stuff of DNA was first discovered in 1858, when Darwin was writing at his desk, no one knew what DNA was.
Boy, he does. Thank you, Kathy.
Writing at his desk. His book.
Thank you, Kathy.
Wow.
Well, a much neater picture really of working at his desk.
You were thinking of Roger writing his stuff
yeah.
at his
desk.
Yeah, and I have all these slips.
No one knew what DNA was, or knew the significance of it as substance of genes. And DNA remained in this unrealized state until 1944, when Edwin Schrödinger, of quantum physics fame, gave a lecture called What is Life?, in which he proposed that DNA encoded the design, form, and functioning of all living things, and passed that on from generation to generation, fulfilling Darwin's insight of 80 years earlier. But many scientists and biologists, hearing nothing new in this, mostly passed it off. But now we know that's exactly what DNA does. Are you willing to take the next step and say that as DNA carries the information of your body, MAS, memory of your abiding self, carries the information of your eternal, immortal self, and that the story and information of your eternal self is already written in MAS? And that MAS, again, the memory of your abiding self. One language is already written and available to you. And though you don't know the language of DNA for certain, one language of memory of your abiding self that is different from for each person is your personal nighttime dreams, which can certainly be discovered and understood. For regardless of the self and life you think you are living, your dreams reveal the self and life you are creating and living. Also, remember your personal eternal role in the universe. Your personal eternal role in the universe is completely physical and knowable, not spiritual. What you allow or forbid in your personal life is allowed or forbidden in your eternal abiding self and life. Nothing more needs to be said. Do you understand that an eternal being is a universal world? Do you understand that an eternal being is a universal? In a universal world does not continue. It abides or endures without lessening. If you can understand this, then you can understand that you have one abiding dream and life that both follows and precedes you and clearly portrays you every night and day, which creates seeming beginnings and endings, births and deaths. When you come into focus is a beginning or a break, an ending or beginning or birth, and an enduring or death occurs.
You want to write this? Write it your way.
An ending or death occurs as you fade away, as dreams do. But these are merely pauses and continuings, not beginnings and endings, or births and deaths.
That's a cool way to look at it. Coalescing and uncoalescing.
So are you going to get a cohort over there?
What are you talking about?
He wants to rewrite everything. He wants it to write it his way. And so I thought you were going to help him.
I might. Would I do that forever and ever and ever?
Yes, you would. Get back to me on that, will you?
We will.
Number five. When in the abiding self and environment of your dreams, you are eternal and particularly universal, free of the limitations of time and space, just as you experience in your own dreams.
In your dreams.
In your dreams. Personal you creates eternal abiding you, or immortal you, or particular universal you, or illuminated you, known as resplendent. Call it what you will. In this, every aspect of your personal self and life today rests upon an eternal abiding self you brought to life in your abiding life and dreams, and in your personal self and life today. How does this sequence or pattern begin? It doesn't begin. It is abiding, yet constantly becomes anew, or is recurring.
Recurred.
Button, right?
Mm. We're going to have to put a little electric thing under your chair.
We can all just moan when he does that.
In ignoring this process, you ignore your eternal abiding self in life, and live and struggle as a loner being, and live all of your days in doubt and uncertainty. You as an eternal abiding being do not begin at birth. You must transfigure, alive, or regenerate yourself from loner to abiding. Number eight. Your loner body self and life, and its beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions, and its desires and experiences are all hardwired in your body's DNA, which is consistent with your parents, not you. But the inducers of those aspects of your loner self and life are not hardwired in your body's DNA. It's up to you to decide what you will or will not induce, and when and how you will do so.
That's a very important concept that you guys need to understand.
The mechanism is hardwired, but the inducers are not.
Yeah.
Okay, number nine. Though your DNA code remains the same as provided by your parents, a body's parents, the sequence and nature of what is or is not active can be infinitely different within the same family with the same DNA code.
Boy, do I know that.
Number 10. Prior to 1965, genes and the activities of genetic coding was essentially unknown. Therefore, any ancient or long-standing teaching or belief about you and your body self and life, whether scientific or religious or philosophic, is seriously incomplete and behind the times. It is up to you to keep your abiding self and loner self up to date, or loner body self up to date, or suffer the consequences. Just as every event in your personal self is stored in memories in separate pieces, so they can be recombined to form the self and past you truly desire, your abiding self is also to be created and lifed as you truly desire, and your abiding dreams assist you in this process. This keeps your MSA program up to date.
Kind of cool calling
you
the MAS program.
Oh, did I say that? No, okay. MAS. Number 11. You can exist without a particular identity or self, but you only come alive through self-portraying an abiding story or process, or jest, which is a notable or divine deed or story of your role in the universe. Have you realized the abiding jest of your vast abiding self? Have you made this jest or role in the universe real and active in your body self and life today and in your abiding dreams? I think you deserve some conversation about jest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a notable action.
Okay, and following up on a prior call, I asked at the time, you said we discussed the gathering. I wanted to know what...
You have Angela there?
No, she's not here today. What does that do in my life? How do I use jest in living my life?
Do you want a notable role in the universe?
Yes, I do.
Would you be willing to live that?
Yes, I would.
That's what jest is all about.
But you must decide.
Yes.
Knowing and living that notable role in the universe. Wherefully living that.
Oh, I see. So jest is my role, and emprise is the way I go about executing that role or expressing that role.
No.
No.
Emprise is still as defined. Jest is...
something I can't complete in one lifetime.
Yeah.
And jest is my role. Okay.
It's a notable action in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A notable action in the universe. Jest, huh?
Jest,
yeah. I just repeat to... that I can write it down.
Are you writing in German?
No.
What are you writing in?
English. Japanese.
I thought my English was very clear. I thought you were making it clear by writing it in German.
I do that at home.
You do what?
I do that at home.
Okay.
Would you...
So you're going to leave your book here, you're not going to take it home?
I do take it home.
Well, then it'll be written in English and not in German.
But there are translators all over, and I know the stuff. And, yeah, I've written something in.
So, Roger, what have you decided is your notable role in the universe?
Question.
Yep.
Showing others how the universe works for them.
For them.
As they truly desire.
Okay. Number 12. Contemplating and experiencing insights into yourself as a vast universal being and the abiding jest, or your role in the universe you are living and lifing, is an active nullifier of pains, problems, and afflictions you are otherwise living into your body self today. The doubts and uncertainties that constantly impose upon you, and the grief and sorrow you are quietly living, and most of all, the discontent you constantly sense and struggle with and against, but usually don't feel or realize. I'd like to reread that first part again. Contemplating and experiencing insights into yourself as a vast universal being and the abiding jest, or your role in the universe you are living and lifing, is your active nullifier of pains, problems, and afflictions you are otherwise living into your body self today. The doubts and uncertainties that constantly oppose upon you, and the grief and sorrow you are quietly living, and most of all, the discontent you constantly sense and struggle with and against, but usually don't feel or realize. Wow. Number 13. Awarefully living your abiding jest or role in life as a communion, personal, eternal, abiding self serves as a restorative that stabilizes and expands your body and mind and makes sense of the self and life you're living and struggling with today. Number 14, living your abiding self and eternal role in the universe actively in your daily life as portrayed in your abiding dreams will quiet your fears, doubts, and anxieties and your abiding dreams, and continue your emprise will connect you continuing your emprise will connect you to your vast eternal self and role in the universe. Without this knowledge and vision of yourself in life, dissociated matters, events, and emotions will occur over and over and make little sense or be meaningful, which will certainly disturb you and leave you anxious and discontent. Number 15. You will not be judged for not knowing your eternal abiding role or jest in life, or not knowing, and not knowing will not defeat you or prevent your living fully, though maybe not as meaningfully as you truly desire, because you will live with a lack of certainty, surety, and security. Does this sound familiar? Not being aware of yourself as a vast eternal self, not actively living your role in the universe, not realizing your abiding self in your daily life, or by diverting your attention with work or pleasure, without living as an eternal abiding being in your daily life, will leave you more anxious than before, which will require even more deviations and denials to cover up these underlying feelings. And all of this is clearly portrayed in your abiding dreams and life today. Number 17. It is easy to be a human being with these problems and afflictions, controlled by invisible attitudes and emotions, with little meaning and purpose, leading to a self and life of discontent. And in all of this, it seems that life is a futile venture. But is it? Is this seeming falsity and discontentment of human life real, or just an illusion, and merely a language problem, or just a habit you've fallen into? Number 18. The events and situations that seem to make life such a trial are all around you, and you probably believe you have almost no control over these matters and conditions and situations. In the face of this, do you believe it is at all possible to be content and remain content? 19. Every day, you are caught up in doing and saying things you wouldn't ordinarily do, and you don't really like yourself for getting involved in these ways. Yet you constantly get caught up in your emotions and in the world around you. And before you know it, you aren't really you anymore. you are somebody else living your body and life. Isn't that right?
Take the water bottle over there.
Look across.
Mm. Big booming voice. Mm-hmm.
What story and notable role in the universe are you living as your eternal self and life? Gone into regenerating. Mm. Mom, come and get me.
Is the dog somewhere?
Emergent Life 466 page. Regenerating your present, regenerating your present body self to abiding. This is the overture. Stem cells, stem cells. Number 31. In awakening and aliving and teaching others and showing them you, your beliefs or will.
It's that will word again.
Mm-hmm.
Or that which you and emergent life feel is best for them. Inspire them to develop their own form of abiding awareness and visions of abiding life, as you have done. For everyone must serve as their own enlivened master or mistress. But if the desire to manipulate human hearts, minds, souls, and activities is greater in you than the desire to serve, then you will again
have
lost the awareness and benefits of your abiding self in life. And you will, by your own doing, be stricken of your ability to truly and insightfully inspire and guide others, or even to profoundly be aware of and lead yourself. Is such a risk and loss worth even one moment of controlling or self-indulgent satisfaction? Number 32. Imposing a way of life or even shoulds on others by enforcing doctrine of ethics and morality or of spirituality interferes with their freedoms and prerogatives, which is not your or anyone, let's call it, moral right to do. Preaching or teaching what is moral or good or spiritual without also realizing its practical application and expression through their own abiding self is dangerous and insane. For history is filled with terrible cruelties perpetrated in the name of right and good. Therefore, a cardinal rule of emergent life is never offer or proclaim as yours what you do not embody.
Where are we exactly? What page?
Top of 467 now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, regenerating your body self to abiding. Number one, as Julianne regenerated her body and self to live abidingly as
Akina.
As Akina, you are to generate your loner body self to abiding as well. Reprogramming your stem cells enables you to do this in your life today. Or, of course, you can continue living and struggling as a loner being in a loner body with strangers. Loner life with strangers. Number two, who are you really?
Yeah, I got one and two. Sharon has three, four. This section's numbered differently for us. Mm-hmm.
I thought you said 32 before. That's how I got
that. I have one and two in the overture.
Yeah. And now we're on 467, regenerating your body to abiding self.
So we know that Misty fucked up and didn't do this properly.
Oh, I don't know. We know that life is different for all of us.
So
I'll proceed with two.
Okay.
Who are you, really?
And is that the point? Somebody else has got that in another number?
Four.
Yeah. So I don't know how you have it in different numbers, but
That's kind of.
I know mine didn't start with one.
He numbers it any way he wants to and reads it any way he wants to.
That's why,
It's emergent. Yay!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd you miss that?
Yeah, we are. No, it's not what we mean.
No, it doesn't read the same.
Okay.
Three and four.
Two in this version that I got electronically. Who are you really? What is your life all about? Most people claim they would be devastated to even think they are just a random happening in the universe. But what if this is actually true? Would this devastate you? Does it bother you to consider that the universal self is a random happening? The universe itself is a random happening. If not, isn't it just as likely that you are a random event as well? If you want to be a purposeful happening, are you willing to make yourself a purposeful happening? Three, just as that occurs in the quantum world, there is an equivalent occurrence in the natural world. What is in your body has an equivalence in yourself and life. What happens in yourself and life has an equivalence in the natural world. So, no matter what you observe, your body or self or universe, there is an equivalent in the others. Equivalence in the others. Your body and self are the universe in miniature. What occurs in the universe occurs in your body and self in an equivalent way. And what occurs in your body has an equivalence in yourself. However, before too long, we hope you will see that, in fact, the universe is itself in miniature.
Is yourself
in miniature. Therefore, in continuing this discussion, we'll use big words to discuss you and yourself and life, and little words to discuss your body and the natural world, and you're becoming anew. Number five, your body is composed of many different cells, all of which began as general purpose stem cells that particularized and personalized in accordance with a DNA code into purpose-specific cells that form your body. But these cells, no matter how versatile they are in forming every aspect of your body, only react, just as the universe reacts as you command. These cells do not action your body. You are something or other, and it doesn't go away.
Yourself does that. It's just a mistake crossword.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yourself does that. But wait, in speaking of yourself, we are not saying that you possess a self. You don't. You are not a self. You derive benefits from yourself, just as you derive benefits from your dentist, your auto mechanic, your grocer, your past lives, your beliefs, every breath of your body, every moment of your life, and every stem cell of your body. But you do not own any of these individuals or matters. You derive many benefits from your stem cells as the very foundation of you. Stem cells are like past lives. They are yours, but they are not you. And you will not live them. You did not live them. You choose You choose past lives to be the provenance of yourself. In the same way, you choose selves and tried them to discover whether they would suit you and benefit you and properly portray you eternally and universally as you truly desired. For you are not those selves, and you don't own them. You are not even the self you think you are. You are a universal being, making yourself suitably particular and personally eternal. Or, of course, you can forsake yourself again to whatever happens. Number 8. Just as you are making your loner body, just as you are making your loner DNA body yours and you, you are making your ego self yours and you as well. For without a self outside yourself, you could never know yourself.
We're into the little bit. You want me to take over? Here, give me a.
Okay. Give me this.
Your parents created your body, not you. Therefore, your parents are your body's parents, not your parents. And your siblings are your body's brothers and sisters, not yours. Your family is your body's family, not yours. Your body is a loner body to use and adapt as it is, or individualize and personalize as you are and desire to be eternally. If you identify closely with your starter body, you will live and react emergently in accordance with its DNA, which is the way the universe continues, expands, and evolves life. You guys get that? You need bodies in order to do all this stuff.
Okay.
And you will probably struggle endlessly with and against the code, and be in conflict with your body, your parents, and your family. Does this sound familiar or desirable? The stem cells of your loner body, following a DNA code of its ancestors, create the framework of a body for you to particularize and personalize as you desire, or regenerate to abiding. This DNA code also presents a stem cell, or loner identity, following an ego code for you to particularize and personalize as well. However, your strong attachment to your loner body keeps you from creating a real independent identity, such that you take on your loner body's identity to be and live and become, and struggle endlessly with and against, and frequently resent your father or mother or both and your loner memories as well. Your starter body is a universal framework of DNA stem cells for you to make your own, and your starter self is a universal framework of ego stem cells for you to particularize and personalize as you desire to be. 11. If you have bonded to your loner body and self and not remade them to correctly portray you and serve as you truly desire, you are living as a stranger in this present body and life. You are living beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions, and desires and experiences, and even memories that are not yours. And if you are living the talents and skills and dramas of your loner body and self, you are alive as a stranger in this body and life as well. Is it any wonder you have pains, problems, and afflictions, and doubts and uncertainties? Do you really know what's going on in this body and life? Have you ever felt like a stranger in your body, as though it isn't really you? If you are still living your loner body and self, it isn't you, and it isn't your body, nor yourself. Have you ever felt the self you are living is not actually you? Have you ever blamed yourself in life and body on your parents, or faulted them for the self and body and life you are living? Isn't it possible you are still living your loner self and body? that you are still struggling with and against a body and self that isn't you? Feeling you lost yourself in way is a sure sign that you are living your loner body and self. It seems that in bonding with your parents and family, which, by the way, are also loners, you bonded with this body and self and didn't remake them to clearly portray you and serve as you truly desire. It is frequently declared that there are two worlds, a material world all around that you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, a world you live in and frequently speak about, a world of friends and families, of pleasure and grief, a world of sickness and health, and there is a spiritual world within where you truly live and thrive. But is this true? Or is the world within merely a loner world, while the world all around you is the environment you have chosen and dedicated yourself to live in and be part of? You can and should change your loner self and body to correctly portray you and serve you in the environment you truly desire without struggling against individuals and the world around you. 16. Isn't it probable that you are still living as a stranger in a loner world? If so, do not look within for an image and realization of the world you desire. Instead, look deeply within the world around you, and you will discover the world you have chosen to live in and be part of, and dedicate yourself in life to. Is that world as you would have it be for you, eternally? Of course, you can make the world within be the world you desire to be of. Have you done that? Or are you still struggling with and against your loner body and self? 17. If you are still living your loner body and self in a loner world, you probably feel trapped and confined and struggle endlessly to get free, free from your loner self and free from your loner world. 18. It is frequently declared that most people are unilluminated, that they are born and raised ignorant of their true identity, that they live a false self. Now, do you understand that this is not a life without God and Spirit? It is your living an embodied loner self and believing that is you? 19. It has also been said for many, many centuries that there is a true self within you, for you to discover and live. But unfortunately, this true self is considered mystical and spiritual, when actually, it is a loner self, or stem self you have not transfigured to clearly portray you as a universal being and serve as you truly desire. This is a vast self. 20. In living your loner body and self, in all likelihood, you feel that you have been loaned this life, and this world is not your true abode, but it is. You are not an unknown person in an unknown world, and you are not on loan for a special purpose, which you must discover and fulfill. You are here by your own choice and promise.
Can I ask a question about...
Absolutely.
19. So, says all that stuff, and then it says, this is a vast self. So, is a vast self a loner self or stem self that I have not transfigured to clearly portray myself as a universal being?
As far as I understand, it's like a stem self, isn't it? Yes.
So that is what a vast self is. There is the undifferentiated.
Yes, universal.
That's what a vast self is.
As a stem cell is, it's universal. It hasn't become something particular yet.
And then we go on to, I guess what caught my eye is that it's a loner self.
Yeah.
It's a loner self first, then we particularize it. Differentiated to our purposes, to our eternal selves.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? No. Now everybody has this down completely, right?
No.
Then why aren't you asking questions as we go? Okay.
Don't know what to ask.
Well, then if it confuses you, say, I don't know what to ask, but there's a something here that I don't get. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. 21. You were born, B-O-R-N-E, into this life with the promise of a life of intimate involvement. But it seems you have forsaken yourself to live a loner self, which was for you to particularize and personalize as you desire, not for you to adopt and become. 22. From the beginning of mysticism and the religions of God, revelations have consistently proclaimed that you can, at any moment, shed your cloak of ignorance about God and who you really are, and live the resplendent, illuminated being you are. But now you know this is not about spirit or a spiritual path. This is about repersonalizing your loner stem cell body and self to correctly portray and serve you as the eternal, universal, abiding self you are. Yeah.
Why is there an E on born?
Because that's being born into life as a physical loner body.
What is?
Oh, so someone's being born from another star. It's not me being born.
B-O-R-N-E. That's the one when you're...
But that means it's not a beginning. You're carried into life.
Carried forward.
Or transfigured into life.
Thank you.
Okay, where was I?
22.
From the beginning of mysticism and the religions of God, didn't I read that? Yes, yeah. I did.
Are we finished with that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We just finished your learner, stem cell, body, and self.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
we
just
went
finished
back
that, so now
23. Your personalized stem self has frequently been referred to as your eternal soul. Can you understand that the framework of your stem self is eternal? But what you particularize and personalize is not. Mm. 24.
Themselves are eternal and the particularization. Yes, yes.
Is the framework, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you particularizing there?
Yourself.
Versus the stem cell.
Stem cell is not particularized.
But. Okay, you're just in the process. Okay.
24. If, according to the religions of God, you insist that God created Adam and Eve or other original beings, at least say that God created the framework of Adam and Eve or of an original self or ego for you to particularize as you desire today. 25. Ego is about self, your personal self. And though ego seems to be an exaggerated sense of self, it is actually a true realization of your eternal universal self in life. Not an exaggeration at all, but without an awareness of how to be and live that expansive sense of self. Ego also reveals that your present personal self is not the body and self you desire to live. Therefore, instead of eliminating ego, look closely at the ego framework of yourself. Have you particularized and personalized yourself as you would truly desire to be eternally and universally? If so, continue. If not, focus on being anew. 26. While many teachers declare that you are mistaken in considering your ego to be who you really are, actually, it is those teachers
who are sadly mistaken. For the ego you have built is exactly who you are. But you don't believe this because you've experienced too many pains, problems, and ailments living the loner self you've adopted, haven't you? And others constantly remind you of that, don't they? 27. Believe it or not, your difficulties in life indicate you are still struggling with and against your original stem self and loner self. That was an ego framework for you to build upon, not a self to embrace and become or unfold. 28. Are you willing to let your loner self be someone you met briefly and knew intimately and then released? 29. Well, are you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. 29. Living as a particular universal being begins with giving life to the eternal self you truly desire. Of course, this doesn't have to be a painful process. You made it painful in the past, even to the point of resisting your true desires to follow your heart and emotions. You started and aborted this process many times. So what will you do that is different this time? See, these are all great pondering points.
Yeah.
30. Living as a particular universal being at this time is like turning the clock back in your life to become a new self. Do you have a soul self? No. A true self or ego is you as a universal being, and everything around you is created for you as a vast universal being. 31. The things of the universe have no meaning or importance. But this does not mean that things are meaningless or unimportant, or ineffective, or illusions, nor are they things you should free yourself of, or live over and over without attachment. So get all of these matters out of your mind. 32. Since things of the universe are without meaning or purpose, you can perceive and use all things as you desire, for any purpose, and attach any importance and significance to what you desire, without limiting yourself in any way. Actually, the universe being without meaning or purpose frees you to be and live as you truly desire, and your actions clearly reveal you. 33. Get attached to actions. For in a universe that only reacts, reactions reproduce or transfigure your actions, and that portrays you and the self or ego you are creating and living. Are you living the particular universal self you are, or the loner self you constantly struggle with and against? 34. Think about self. What does this mean? Is it you? Is it your body and soul? If so, what is soul? Is soul an everlasting you that evolves through many lives until it unites with its source? All of these descriptions and images are somewhat comforting, considering this prospect of death and loss of being alive, but they cannot stand any real scrutiny. 35. You need an image of yourself and life you've not heard of or considered before. You need to begin your life anew in a body and self and universe you never even imagined before. 36. Since the universe can never act, but can only react, and has constantly and consistently reacted over and over since becoming a universe, and only reacts today, when people came along with their language and saw and experienced the reliability of the universe's reactions, they'd call these constant and consistent reactions the laws and rules of the universe. And in assuming those laws and rules were created to command the universe, God was born to rule the universe.
I got a question. It's a side issue, so if you don't want to deal with it, it's okay. 36, the universe can never act but only react. And when I am not embodied, I'm trying to remember how we said it the other day, like I'm like an environment. When I'm not embodied, I cannot act either.
You cannot act.
So I'm sitting here looking at a universe that can't act, only react, and a self that cannot act, and I'm wondering, so then how does one get into being birthed into a loner body? What borns you, carries you into?
Where's the start?
No, I just, where's the regeneration? That's why, where's the recurrence? What?
Yeah. I like the question about what's functioning in being born into?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I have a cannot act in a universe that cannot act, so the universe can't push me in, and I can't do anything to get embodied. So what is the process of that borning in which I find myself embodied
emergent.
As a loner being? Huh?
Emergent. It's emergent.
Fine. Emergent of what?
Of the universe. It's emergent of this universe.
I don't see why that's a dilemma. Why is reaction not a way?
Oh, it could
be. You're saying the universe can only react. Therefore, you don't know what's going on. Can't reaction be what's going on?
And that reaction can affect me when I'm in a non-actioning state?
Not what?
When I cannot act. When I'm in a state of being that I cannot act.
It can react you to the body.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, be careful of where you're going now. You're making a big mistake.
Which is?
You're trying to have a you that exists and then comes into life in the first place.
I see.
I'm saying that doesn't occur.
Yeah, I thought so. And then we have and I get constantly confused about that. I think I'm clear about that. And then we make a statement like, you are born into life.
Well, that's our language getting in the way again.
Yeah, and I guess I'm doing that. Because I've also...
The way I view it, and he may correct me, okay? I view it that the sperm hits the egg, okay? And now there's a body form. And that body...
The body is born.
The body is born.
And you're carried along.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I know the body and the DNA creates a new... That interaction
to
creates
me,
a new self.
The way in which that is carried along, and correct me if I'm wrong, is I think that body kind of vibrates a certain way or signals the universe a certain way or something, that the universe reacts to that and that is born. So the body is born and then that is born into it.
Okay. I mean, I know it's got...
I don't agree.
Right.
Okay.
Let me try. It's got starter DNA.
What?
A new body has starter DNA. And the interaction of the starter DNA from the mother and the father creates a new self. So that self already has some... loner everything, a whole loner starting set, memories, feelings, consciousness, self, everything.
Creates a new body.
Huh?
Creates a new body and all the other stuff comes along.
And all the other stuff comes along, okay. I see. And then as that body self lives, it may
continue that loner self or...
May access other.
Access above that.
Yeah. Those were the two that I've been fighting back and forth with in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is it?
Almost everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that when you're born, you're basically just...
A loner.
A loner.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you develop...
You're only a loner.
Yeah, just a loner. And then as you develop, you get to a certain point where you start...
You can...
That's true. You can.
Not that you start, that you can start.
To reach out.
Sure.
And go beyond that.
Okay.
Or not.
Well, if you can start, you can. You have that option. It's just a can.
So if no loner self in the future chooses to continue you, you don't continue.
You're still there.
Sort of.
At that and information.
At a memory level.
But it is not enlivened.
The cat isn't you.
Right.
Cat is your body.
What's that? What's the pronoun that in that case?
Your body's DNA.
Yeah, no, we were talking about the
leftovers in the universe.
The eternal that's out there. That which we are accessing.
Maybe there is no eternal out there.
Memory.
The imprint in the universe.
Then there is no eternal there. There's just memory.
Yep.
Well, to me, memory is eternal, so.
Memory just allows you to access your eternal self.
Memory exists outside of time.
Well, yeah, it has nothing to do with time.
Do we gather memory together?
Are you talking about if you access the information and data, or the memories of? Okay, where
That's
are we going?
Good.
Just gonna go wheelie.
You're gonna wheelie where?
We call that not spine.
Down there and back.
Good.
He needs his wheelie.
Oh, okay.
So I think that means, yeah. There's no Ono. There was no Ono out there waiting for you to be born. And go,
right.
There he is finally. Chunk.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
I'm glad you asked that question. That was really,
really good.
Really
good.
The gap in all this.
Yeah.
No, never been explained.
Thank you very much for asking.
Have you got an answer?
No. Well, I'm more comfortable now.
Describe
that.
Describe.
Well, there is the loner doesn't have any eternal going with it.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode.
Recurring. To recur. Roger's doing laps.